Tom Ceratori joining us now outside the Beaver locker room. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
What a start, and you guys kind of held on from there. But without that great start, who the heck knows where this game goes?
No, it was a weird game, and we were on our heels. And it's too bad that we didn't win that thing in regulation. But these are legit wins now. You know what I mean? These 3-on-3s are wins and they're losses, you know. We're 1-3. They're 3-1 now. You know, and
see, Schulte. Schulte was trying to tell me there's like an asterisk because it's 3-3.
No, it's not. There's none, Schulte.
I didn't say an asterisk. I said for points in conference play, with shootouts involved and everything else, things are funky. But
yeah, we'll get a point. You're right. In league play, you get a point if you lose, and you get two if you win.
Yes.
And then right now for the pairwise, I might have it wrong a little bit, guys. It's 55-45 or 60-40. I can't remember for pairwise, but. The bottom line is, though, in the win column, it's a win. In the loss column, it's a loss.
And you guys needed a win after these last three
games. Mostly how we gave up that goal with 40 seconds to go. Yeah. And it was a gut check.
Well, talk about that beginning. I mean, you don't get much better start. You get the goal by Kyle, and then Tyler backs it right back up. That was a pretty horrendous turnover, but you got to take advantage of those. You don't get much better than that on the road.
Yeah, no, it was good to have a 2-0 lead, and then we gave up the next one. But, again, it doesn't matter. We got a nice little cushion, and it was a testament to the boys.
What were they revealing there?
Offside. Like, our video guy thought it was offside.
I thought once the linesman went in there that they were looking at offside, but it also looked like Carr was maybe into the net a little bit, too,
when he made the save. It was more the offside, guys.
Yeah, that's what we thought. And where was it? I mean, they got the faceoff. Was it off the faceoff that it could have come out?
I got to look at it. What they did is they iced it. It was an icing play. They knew we were clogging the neutral zone. We were playing a tight 1-2-2. We were just trying to shrink the neutral zone. It's kind of like, you know what, guys? It's almost like trying to do it's a red zone effect. You know what I mean? You're trying to take away space from the red line to the attacking blue line, and you're forcing the dump and you're slowing them down. That's what we tried to do, and they recognized that and they put the puck behind us and off the rail. And again, we didn't do a very good job of defending in front of the net either.
In the 3-on-3, it looked like you guys were darn close to getting caught with a line change at an inopportune time. They come down, shoot, it's blocked. You blink your eyes and the game's over. Again, we've talked about this in the past, but you've got to pick your times on making line changes or goofy stuff happens.
Well, they told us they're watching that, too, so you can't cheat on the line changes on the 3-on-3, and there's been a lot of cheating over the years, you know, and they told us, and we know that, too, that you can't. So that's the other thing. You got to hustle your butt off, too.
Well, Ross did a really good job receiving that pass. It wasn't, in stride or anything. He just adjusted well and then turned on the jets to get that separation he needed.
Yeah. No, it was going to get a little separation. He went short side. I don't know if it was a bouncing puck or not. But whatever, it doesn't matter.
He's got a little sneaky bit of speed to him, but too, with the power to get around, to kind of dip the shoulder and get around that guy, the combination of size and speed makes him pretty dangerous in open ice.
Well, and sometimes on 3-on-3, guys, it's a happy medium of how tight do you play and how soft do you play, if that makes sense. So I got to look at the tape is what I'm getting. I got to look at the goal. So I can't remember. I think the guy was still out there. Was he tired? But I think he just played a little soft, and I think he was hoping that he couldn't go short side potentially, but I got to look at it before I even continue to talk about it. But that's the one difficult part of playing 3-on-3, because you don't want to play tight. You just don't want to play tight. That's the one thing you don't want to do. So you have to have a little bit of space.
Playing for points next week, Tom. We'll see you there.
All right, boys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications post game show tonight.